Moin Moin Pranalover und herzlich willkommen zu Prana Up Your Life, dein Podcast für mehr Lebensenergie. Wir sind Jasmin und Josephine, zwei Schwestern aus Hamburg und zusammen mit dir möchten wir noch mehr Prana kreieren, noch mehr Lebensenergie kreieren. Und heute tun wir das, oder tue ich, Jasmin, das zusammen mit Janish. Und dieses Interview ist der absolute Knaller. Es fordert dich wirklich heraus, noch einmal über alles in deinem Leben so ein Gefühl nachzudenken, aber auch über die aktuelle Situation, warum sich Covid-19 auf der Welt gezeigt hat, was dieser Virus für eine Message hat für jeden von uns und wie wir uns selbst ganz einfach davor schützen können, insbesondere mit einem, in Anführungsstrichen, reinen Immunsystem. Was genau das bedeutet und wie einfach das auch wirklich ist, erklärt Janish in diesem Interview. Janish Vaidya stammt aus einer der ältesten heilenden Ayurveda-Familien in Indien. Und sein Dharma ist es, diese alte Wissenschaft, Erfahrungswissenschaft nach Europa zu tragen mit wirklich ganz neuen Ansätzen. Und Janish, der ist ehrlich, radikal und super witzig. Wer das Interview mit ihm gehört hat in unserem Podcast letztes Jahr, glaube ich, weiß, wovon ich spreche, hört da auch definitiv nochmal rein, ich packe es in die Shownotes. Aber in diesem Interview zeigt er sich wirklich nochmal sehr emotional, sehr verletzlich, sehr ehrlich und spricht über seine große, wie er es nennt, Core Emotion und das Gefühl, was ihn sein Leben lang begleitet. Und aus dem er, das vielleicht zunächst eher negativ in Anführungsstrichen klingt, aus dem er aber auch sehr viel positiv ziehen konnte. Und das hat er jetzt erst im letzten Jahr für sich auch wirklich nochmal erkannt. Und er sagt, jeder von uns hat tatsächlich dieses Kerngefühl. Und wir können es auch relativ schnell in Anführungsstrichen für uns herausfinden, gerade mit Hilfe von Ayurveda. Und was das bedeutet und wie es dir auch helfen kann, dein Leben aus einem ganz anderen Blickwinkel zu sehen, das findest du heraus. Außerdem erfährst du, warum er niemals das Wort Dosha benutzt, um die ayurvedischen Typen zu beschreiben, wieso wir vielleicht in 500 Jahren aussterben werden, nach seiner Rechnung, wenn wir jetzt nichts ändern und warum Essen mit Liebe machen zu vergleichen ist. Also dieses Interview hat es wirklich in sich und ist deshalb auch etwas länger geworden. Tatsächlich waren Janish und ich, Jasmin, so im Flow. Ich konnte ihn nicht unterbrechen. Ich hatte das Gefühl, er wollte eine Message rausgeben. Diese Message ist für dich. Hör dir dieses Interview wirklich bis zum Ende an, weil gerade auch zum Ende hin nochmal so tolle Dinge durch ihn hindurch kommen. Und es ist auf Englisch. Aber lass dich deswegen nicht abstrecken. Trau dich, es trotzdem anzuhören, denn Janishs Englisch ist wirklich ganz, ganz, ganz klar. Und ich habe es auch gerade nochmal angehört. Man kann ihn wirklich sehr gut verstehen und sehr, sehr, sehr gut auch verstehen, was er rüberbringen möchte. Also lausche hier rein und lass dich inspirieren, vielleicht eine andere, neue Sichtweite oder Sichtweise für dich zu etablieren. Und bevor wir ins Interview einsteigen, habe ich noch aufregende Neuigkeiten für dich. Falls du es noch nicht mitbekommen hast, muss in Anführungsstrichen ich dich jetzt darüber informieren, denn wir werden ein richtig hammer cooles Prana Home Retreat zusammen machen. Du kannst dort deine eigene Prana-Welt kreieren und kostenlos online mit dabei sein und deine eigene Lebensenergie kennenlernen. Warum solltest du dabei sein beim Prana Home Retreat? Du wünschst dir vielleicht einen kleinen Energiekick, aber auf die sanfte Art und Weise, mehr Prana in deinem Alltag, eine Community, die den ganzheitlichen Lifestyle mit Leichtigkeit praktiziert, sich für sehr, sehr viele verschiedene Themen interessiert und Lust hat, diese ja leicht und einfach im Alltag zu mastern, dann kannst du reinschnuppern ins Prana Home und du bekommst 5 Tage nur für dich. Wir laden dich ganz exklusiv ein, dabei zu sein. Wir geben dir unsere besten Übungen und Tools für mehr Prana in deinem Alltag an die Hand. Jeden Tag gibt es ein Thema. Wir schießen ganz viel Prana, Motivation, Freude und Gelassenheit da rein, damit du Neues ausprobieren kannst. Es gibt Live-Meditation, Movement-Sessions, Austausch-Sessions, ganz viel Input von Josephine und mir live, was wirklich einmalig ist. Das tun wir nicht mehr so häufig. Also sei bei diesem Bonus Prana Home Retreat dabei, kostenlos, vom 8. bis 12. Juli. Egal, ob du live dabei sein kannst oder nicht, aber versuch es, melde dich auf jeden Fall an. Es ist kostenlos, du kriegst Zugang zu wundervollen Community, ganz vielen Impulsen, Tipps und Tricks. Und das easy. Also das ist nicht zu viel, es ist genau die richtige Dosis für dich und deinen Alltag, um in die Prana-Welt tiefer eintauchen zu können. Melde dich jetzt an unter www.pranaupyourlife.de/home-retreat. Ich packe das auch in die Shownotes und ich freue mich, wenn du mit dabei bist. Sei also mit dabei bei unserem kostenlosen Online-Retreat unter www.pranaupyourlife.de/home-retreat. Und jetzt viel Spaß bei diesem Interview. Well, I'm very happy to have you the second time around in our podcast, Janish. First of all, the first interview with Josephine, and it was a major success. I looked up the numbers again, and it was one of the best podcast interviews we did. So I'm very, very pleased, and our listeners as well, that we have you back in the podcast. First of all, welcome.
Thank you, Jasmine, and I'm also very happy to join with you back to your studio. And this time, definitely, we are sitting in two different countries, and still, our technology allows us to transfer the voice and let our audience hear this, what we are going to share with us. And I'm very thrilled. So let's go on.
Very good. Yeah, it actually fits to the topic we are kind of talking about as well, that you can be in different countries and also separated, even if you're in the same city, because we have this huge thing going on in the world. And that's also very related to the topic we're talking about today. It's about your new book, Immune Power with Ayurveda. Mm-hmm. It's also out in German at the moment. I have it here with me. You cannot see it, but I highly recommend it. Well, I'm very excited to talk about this. And my first question actually is, to be honest, it's obviously a very important topic during this pandemic to talk about immune power, but it is actually a topic that the ancient wisdom of Ayurveda is very concerned about anyhow, no matter if we have a pandemic dominated by a virus or not. Am I right?
Yeah, definitely. And nowadays, the best thing happened. Many people are only talking about what is bad happening in the world. That is, of course, there are so many things happened during this last couple of years since it started. Yeah. But for me, personally, when I'm looking back, there is something from the nature we have to learn. Mm-hmm. So it is everything happening in the world, whether it is a virus or bacteria or it's a disaster, nature has something to tell us or teach us, because Mother Nature is giving us the lessons of how we have to live on this planet and how we have to treat the planet to survive. Because if you look at the total planet Earth, it was like around 46,000 million years old, our Earth. And the first life came to this planet as the first cell generated. That was after 10,000 million years. Mm-hmm. Till we had to wait for more than 30 more years. That means after 40,000 million years, only the life started to came. And if you think about 45,000 million years after, only the dinosaurs came. That means only 800 years, like a million years back, the dinosaurs came to this planet. And now we have how long? Very small time on this planet. So this planet Earth, the evolution of this Earth has a long history. Mm-hmm. It's not just like 1 million or 2 million. It is 46,000 million years old. So we have a very small time on this planet, and just like any life on this this planet, if we are not treating the world, the Earth, in a with a respectful way, we can already see the signs of how we have treated, especially during the last 100 years, through we made so many wars and explosions on this planet. And we made so many disasters, not only nature made, we made disasters on this planet. And the global warming was the result, and ozone layers gone. And so many, like our rainforest, we destroyed. And our ocean, we completely draining the ocean. Mm-hmm. So within 100 years, last 100 years, this planet we destroyed drastically. So what I want to tell you with is that within the like a short time, if we are living like this, just like dinosaurs disappeared, we humans also disappear. In my calculation, it is maximum 500 years. We have life on this planet. We will also out of this, many species are going out, and we humans will also go out from this planet. Maximum 500 years.
But, how do you do the 500 years? How did you come up with the 500 years?
So I was thinking about why many species are going out and how the global warming, for example, where nature, like if you think about the Earth, we don't have another planet to go out until now, we don't find. And 2/3 of the planet is water, the ocean. And the ocean is actually a treasure of that. So, and also we have this, our refrigerator is our two poles, North Pole and South Pole. Mm-hmm. That is like the ice keeping the cooling system of this, this Earth. So if that is starting to melt, the flood will come. Ocean start to get rise. And when the flood comes, there won't be any land on this planet. So according to the calculation, within 30, 50 years, there are a lot of things is going to, some countries will go down under the under the ocean. Every year, there are a few centimeters coming up, water is coming up. And apart from that, because of the global warming, under the ocean, there are many species. For example, coral reef. That is disappearing in around 2030. They will say that a major part of coral reef, around 50%, will go. And around almost everything will disappear in 2050. That means 30 more years, not much. So we won't be even see coral, real coral reef. Of course, we can see it in our showcases, in our living room, the dead coral reef. That is the way life is going on. So according to that calculation, when I calculated, it is like if we can reach 500 more years, it is the maximum. But how can we do that? Can we do a change, or we will also disappear like the dinosaurs on this planet? There is a way. This is the time we have to stop. We have to stop and think. How can we stop when all the world is spinning around, when everybody is moving around? Can you listen? Come on. I want to tell you something. Can you listen? I'm standing in the middle of the road. No, nobody is stopping for you. Everybody have their own life and they are moving. No. I have an appointment. I have a meeting. I have to go. I don't have time to listen to you. So the nature, it was calling us in the beginning. Now she was shouting. And finally, she decided, okay, let the humans stop. Just imagine that, what happened. We all completely, we thought that we were scientifically very advanced, medically very advanced. But what happened? A simple virus. There are so many thousands of viruses we have that we don't even experience, that we have to understand. This is a simple virus that could stop all the world. Even in some countries like in India, we say that, okay, the death rate is going up, but we can say that the death rate is not going up compared to how many accidents we had. Every 5 seconds, there was an accident in India before. Now it is like a very little accident because hardly no vehicles on the road, hardly no people outside. So many other thing, activities, and people are not gathering just to make festivals, just to make fireworks. People are not thinking about making a war right now because we are postponing the enemies to kill for the next year. Next day. We are not making a war with China or Pakistan because now war is within us. War is within us. Do or die. That is the situation. So it's all about survival now. Everybody in the world is survival. And I can see that many people are getting depression and they say that, oh, will I we go back into the life, normal life? I say, what is normal life? What is the normal life? Is this the normal life? It means we are destroying all the planet. That is what normal life. We are killing all this, we are ruling over this earth and killing so many lives every day, cutting down so many trees and polluting everything. Is that called normal life? Then that life is that we won't survive. So if you want to survive, this is our last chance. This is our last chance. And if we won't learn anything from this, we humans are not going to learn anything from our experience for sure. So here we are bringing back the Ayurveda wisdom actually to help people to understand like how we can maintain, how we can naturally maintain the immunity. Then the question you can ask that, okay, is it only the people dying, they are old people? No, that's not true. In the beginning, we thought that the people immune power is all about if you are getting old, immune power will go down. Like everything else, immunity will also go down when you are getting old. But remember that we still have immunity to defend viruses, bacteria, parasites, fungi, or any kind of pathogens, even in the old age. For example, in my village, if you are taking the people got this COVID-19, the recently that is like you were taking the mathematics, and many people got their old people also. One woman, she was 98, she got COVID, and after 2 weeks she came back after the quarantine because no problem, she recovered. And her husband was 102 years, he recovered. But there was the same village, there is a 14-year-old boy, he got and he died. So what does this mean? So some people are it's getting really worse. Some people it's not getting. Then we are looking at the lifestyle of the people. What is the what is affecting us? So the immunity very much related to the lifestyle. In Ayurveda we call vihar. Vihar, and that is what we need to think. And lifestyle is very much depending on what you are. How much rest you give it to your body and mind, how much exercise you do every day, and how you are maintaining your life. That is very important. And then vihar and vichar, ahar, vihar, vichar, three things. We say that the three commandments of Ayurveda, that's what I am giving to people, that if you keep these three things, you will be naturally immune to it. So, for example, three times I felt my smell is going on, going out, and I feel like there is something changing, and the throat is getting some feeling. But I didn't, because I'm sure that this COVID also came into my body at least three times, because I'm meeting so many people still. So I'm sure I cannot say no to people. So when I'm meeting people, they have COVID and I get it. But it doesn't have a seat in my body too. It doesn't have a company. It doesn't have a companion in my body to sit. For example, the inflammation. I don't have inflammation level is very low in the body. That means like it is, they cannot sit in. That's why they say that if the body has extra weight, like extra weight means it's not only just fat, extra weight with water, inflammation. They have, it is like a seat for the the virus. And also we notice that they really like the bacteria, their companions, that bacteria from the food they are eating. So the mainly animal products, like dairy product, has so many bad bacteria, more than 40 bad bacteria that is badly affecting the lungs, the respiratory system. And that bacteria is a friend of COVID. So that is, so when they come
hang out together.
they hang out together. This is more easy for them. So what we are suggesting, actually make some disciplines during this time at least. Don't give a seat. Oh, come on, sit in my body. I have a seat for you. Then that will come. Definitely COVID can, anybody can get COVID. But it won't sit. It won't make severe symptoms or illness in your body. That I noticed through me and also through my my patients. Some patients, we have preventive methods, how you can prevent. Mm-hmm. I can explain it, like how, what are the things you need to prevent. And when you get COVID, what you have to take care, like how you need to maintain. And after that, how you can recover. All the solutions you will learn through Ayurveda. And it's all natural solutions. Mm-hmm. You don't need to buy too many things like pills or anything for it, because there is no pills to improve your immunity. It is only one medicine. One medicine that is the nature giving, that is food. Food is your medicine.
Yeah. And but you said, how much does the mind affect COVID staying in the body, I would say? Is there, what is the aspect of the mind? Well, because what you say is, okay, my body doesn't even have the bacteria that befriends it.
I didn't say I don't have the bacteria. Everybody, including my body, your body, everybody had bad bacteria and bad viruses in the body, but we have a balance. Mm-hmm. And most of our, we have to understand that in our body, we have bad bacteria living inside and good bacteria also. Bad viruses also we have staying inside. But as long as you are healthy, there is a balance for it. There is, as long as there is nobody is invading and come making them, okay, aggravating, there's no problem. Mm-hmm. So I have also, everybody have that. And most of the bad bacteria are staying in the gut, like in the intestines. And every part of the body it has, but mostly in the gut. But what I'm saying is, as long as you won't put extra bad bacteria, mm-hmm. then body can survive.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it's always about the balance. As usually, anyway.
otherwise, it sounds like I am an alien, came from some.
No. I didn't want to say that.
I didn't mean that. I mean that I am like exactly like any woman, like you. Mm-hmm. Like anybody else, but what I'm telling that everybody have the responsibility, especially these days, to take care of the level of or balancing the bad and good bacteria. That mm-hmm. is very important. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, when a pathogen, when I'm like a bad bacteria, then a virus like COVID coming in, they have a like a mass community living inside to support mm-hmm. them. Yeah. So they stay there. They don't want to go back. Otherwise, they come inside your body and they look around, oh, this is not my place. Okay, goodbye. They just go.
Mm-hmm. So it's actually pretty easy.
It is from the people got COVID and people recovered, and we were doing so much studies. Hundreds of people, they got, we have done the close studies, and according to that, that's what Ayurveda found. This is the people. It's not about age. So don't worry. If a person mm-hmm. 90 years, don't worry about it. That person can get, recover from COVID, mm-hmm. even though they get it. But mm-hmm. even though you are like a 12-year-old, a 15-year-old, 18-year, don't think that you are not in a risk group, so you are fine. Yeah. It is all deciding according to the level of or balance of the bacteria inside. And that balance is decided by the medicine, nature's medicine, that is the food, what you are putting inside. Mm-hmm. And as well as you said that, okay, what about the thoughts? That's what I'm coming. Yeah. Ahar, vihar, vichar. Mm-hmm. So vichar means the thoughts. Yes. So many people, when they got this COVID situation in the world, mainly what I found, so they say, oh, Janesh, now it's everything is very insecure, mm-hmm. insecurity, not sure what is going to happen. Mm-hmm. And I was telling them, do you think only now, all our life, everything was insecure? But we never thought, we thought everything was secure. Mm-hmm. That was mm-hmm. our belief, but it was not true. The truth was actually everything was insecure all the time. Nothing is secure. Yeah. Even when we are going out, COVID is one issue. We are, all the world is scared about death. Oh, COVID, you get it. There are like thousands of chances we can die. We can get a sting from B, or say we can get like an accident on the road. Mm-hmm. We can get so many issues like there are. But people are not worried about it because they are not conscious about it.
Yeah.
Because media and other things, they are not behind this to make it so big. But here, unfortunately, people got so scared. It's not about COVID. It is the main issue in this world is the fear, biggest fear. That is why in my Ayurveda book, any book you can look at it, I put a little bit more effort on explaining about the mind factor. Mm-hmm. If you want to feed medicine, not only physically, also you have to feed mentally.
Yes.
What you feed mentally, what is the breakfast you are giving to your mind? What did you give today? When you wake up, what did you think about your day, about your hour, first hour of the day? Oh my God, I have this, I have that. So did you think about something that made you stress, or did you think about something that made you anxiety, or something that happened in the past and sad? That means we are feeding a poisonous food. It is just like so much bad bacteria, viruses, or so pathogens in that food. It is more danger than a COVID. When it is going in, they have already companion inside our mind, because mm-hmm. we have some sadness from the past, we have some stress from the yesterday, and we have some anxieties we are carrying for a long time. So when this thought going inside our mind, that will evoke. Mm-hmm. So what happened nowadays, because of everybody is talking about COVID and all the situations, everything, social life is shut down. Actually, it is not, something is shutting down inside. I recognize myself, or we all recognizing, something is making me claustrophobia, something is making me scared, something is making me hopeless. So that is what happening. It's not about outside is mm-hmm. fine. You don't need much to be alive and to appreciate life and enjoy life. Mm-hmm. But we have a belief that there is something is bad going to happen in our life. There is nothing. Every day, if you live for the day, live for the hour, live for the minute and second, and if you are forgetting about too much about the future, we understand that we've been insecure like that even since our birth. And all our life, we are going to be insecure. That's the charm of the life. And one day we will disappear like that. So never feel that we are secured. Even after the COVID, people are going to die. People are going to die, and it is, world is going to go on like this. So everything is going to happen. So don't think, if we are making ourselves blind and believe that, oh, world is going to be more peaceful because everything is going to be perfect, then I am going to start my life. I'm going to live a best life. Never, ever going to happen. Mm-hmm. Either nothing is happening in the world, we will come up with a war, a world war. That is, we humans, we never be make ourselves peaceful in this world, because there is a war going inside. So this is one of, for me, this was one of my best times in my life, I can tell you, because I was in my bubble. I was traveling a lot before doing, you know, that in Germany also, when I'm coming, I won't sit any. People call, oh, Janesh, can you come and talk a little bit? And it is my weakness, actually. So I go there and I talk to people, and then I go to next city. I was going. So almost every day I have a lecture. That was my life for last 10 years like that. Yeah. Because in Stockholm, when the COVID was on, I was in the middle of the lecture too. I finished, I had 50 cities to do. I was in the middle, 25 city I did. The rest I did online, of course. So I felt, oh, that is shame that I couldn't go. And I had a thrill, like, go on. But no, there was no switch for me. No switch, or nobody told me that, Janesh, stop it. You have to sit and just do something else. But when I was sitting in my cave and I started to write, and I wrote one of my, one of the books I was dreaming for a long, long time. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't have done that if I was going on and on and on. So see, that is, and so many things I focused. Before I was doing 15 or 20 things a day. Now I am doing maybe 3 or 4 things a day. The difference is, it is much more quality, not quantity. Much more quality, much more focus. And when I'm doing with the focus, I can do only little things or few things, but with the utmost quality. So, and that result is amazing. So the things I did during the last year, 1 year, I was thinking, wow, this is amazing. So if I can focus, if I would have done this, that, I don't need to plant 100 trees. I can plant maybe 5 trees and take care of that trees instead of 100 plants and not giving any attention to that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's interesting that you're saying that, because I think a lot of people somehow notice that. And a few of my friends also said, actually, it's actually really nice to have some time and don't have X million appointments or anything. Yeah. I actually cannot think about that. Like, I would never go back to that. Yeah. I actually stopped doing too much appointments beforehand already. Mm. So for me, it wasn't actually really a big change, because I was doing online work anyhow. So that changed for a lot of people. Yeah. I've done it beforehand. And so I think, do you have the feeling that people somehow got the calling from nature? What you started in the beginning saying, that this virus is telling us something. Do you have the feeling people have sort of risen up to that consciousness? Or do you think when it's back to normal, in, you know, never going to be back to normal anyhow, but do you think this will stick, or do we start from beginning?
I can say I hope this will stick. That doesn't mean that the COVID will stick. COVID will go away. That will be this year. I am sure that almost the end of this year, it will start to disappear from the world. But there will be other viruses, bacteria. It will come. It will timely, it will come, or the other issues will come. The question is not about that. My question is, will you stick on this feeling, this understanding, this focus? If you stick on that, there is nothing better than that in your life in the coming days. But if you stick on, if you won't stick on, if you go back into your past busy life, and if you are rolling like a rolling stone, if you are still being in the flow of stress, you know how much stress people had? Now, instead of stress, they had depression. So I will say that in between, there is a point that's called balance. That's what we started with. There is a balance in between. Mm-hmm. No stress, no depression, no anxiety. There is a point. Sometimes people ask, oh, Janesh, are you really happy? I say that before I could have really, really get excited like something, and I can get really, really upset about something. But when you reach in a point right now, no. I can say honestly, no, I'm not feeling too excited about everything. And I'm not feeling too down about everything. I can say, yeah, I'm feeling quite floating. Then you can say, oh, that sounds very boring, but that sounds very peaceful for me. There is nothing too exciting in this world, but we make it exciting in our mind, in our bubble, because we don't need big festivals. Like I said, I don't need to do too many lectures to like 50 cities to do something. Of course, it's good to travel and it's nice, but I don't need to do it. Even honestly, I have to say, when I know that I didn't have any podcast or anything for a while, I was saying to my agent, no, I had one recent, like last month or something. Then I'm saying, okay, I don't have anything else. This month, I don't have anything nice. I am just in my bubble. Then I said, oh, today I have prana. Oh, Jesus. I had to do it. It sounds like, because then I realized that interesting thing was, when I realized that I'm more introvert, I'm not like a person just to go talk like that. I'm not like that. I'm more like, I like my company. Mm-hmm. I like my way of thinking, fantasizing life and other things, but I didn't realize it for a long, long time. So right now I realize I am not a person that standing in on a stage and talking to 500 people like I do it in cities or Stockholm or any other city. Yeah. But I'm not that kind of person. So I was so surprised. Then how did I become like that? Yeah. It is because of the flow. Somehow I started, because when I was 13, I couldn't even talk to two people or more than that. I get blush, my face will get red. That kind of shy person standing in front of this many people and standing talking. How did it happen? I didn't think that until this year. Then I realized, this happened because of I was flowing. Mm-hmm. So most of the time we became, I'm not saying it's a bad thing. Definitely it's not a bad thing, but I'm saying that I didn't recognize myself for a long time. Mm-hmm. So this is a time of recognition. Yeah. Recognize who you are. What is the core feeling of you? Many people, when I see people, when I meet, I do consultation, online consultation I do. So when even just by Zoom and I'm seeing people, well, first thing I notice, what is the core feeling of the other person? Mm-hmm. So there is a core feeling. What is core feeling? Core feeling means it doesn't matter whatever we make up. Maybe that day you feel different, that week, but you have a feeling. Some people are sad. That sadness came from the childhood. That is the core feeling. Mm-hmm. And some people are like scared, fear about everything. That is the core feeling. And it's like a core. What is the core feeling? And based on the that core feeling, you develop a personality. You make your life, even you find your partner, even you find your work, every situation, everything based on your core feeling. Mm-hmm. Even you choose a color to paint your house, or if you have a choice to choose a dress, that is a core feeling. Mm-hmm. So core feeling develop your personality. So what was my core feeling? I know. So, but I forgot that for a long time. So it was like a reminder for me for this months, these 2 years was a reminder for me. And I'm really thankful for the universe who gave me the chance, who I stopped everything, all the things I was doing, no lectures or nothing. Of course, I like financially, there is a crisis, but I was, I can feel that without finance, I can be rich. I can be rich in my mind. I can be king in my own world, in my heart. Like I can be the boss in my heart rather than being a servant in a palace. So I was in this big world, I was a servant. I was thinking that fooling myself that I have everything. I have a lot of money, a lot of fans. So I thought that I can do everything, but that was not true. I was making myself a fool. So this situation, I must say, very thankful to. I won't forget about it. I'm not longing for this kind of time in the future, because I know so many people it is affected. Mm. But if I didn't get this opportunity, I wouldn't have realized maybe until my last moment of the day. Yeah. Because then I will be sitting on maybe a wheelchair and looking from my balcony mm-hmm. to outside, and I cannot move my body, but my mind think, oh, what have you done, Dinesh? You mm-hmm. have lost all your life. You haven't done anything for you. But now I got that crippled feeling, because it is the nature give me that chance. So I am very thankful for Mother Nature for this mm-hmm. opportunity to teach myself the essence of Ayurveda. And apply that in my life.
It's beautiful. I actually recognize myself in that, what you're saying as well. I sort of had a revealing about my kind of energy, how much energy I have for things and what gives me back energy and whatnot. And I think that's also very important to realize. But what I wanted to ask you, what was your core feeling before and what is it now?
Core feeling is always the same. I don't think it changes. For me personally, I'm not hiding anything. It was a sadness, mm-hmm. the core feeling, because of my relationship with my father. That was mm-hmm. a little bit difficult when I was a child. And we have reasons for it. I even wrote my book about that. That's the book I was longing for. It's called Sound of Silence. It is like a story novel. But yeah. That was like a self-therapy. I have been thinking about a long time to write, but I couldn't do that. But I did. And I know that my core feeling is I am not like that kind of person many people think. I am very sensitive, and mm-hmm. and that sadness, that melancholy feeling, I have it in the... And I recognize that. And even though whatever I make it up over that feeling, I always have, even I choose a color, even I choose a place, why I'm choosing that place, why mm-hmm. I'm choosing a particular kind of friends, why I love to talk to that kind of people, mm-hmm. why mm-hmm. I love my, what is the base of my introvert character. Mm-hmm. So everything, there was an answer for it. So it is like mm-hmm. nothing, but I really love my core character now, because that made me who I am. I am mm-hmm. basically, if I am an artist, that is because of, if I am thinking right, without that feeling, when I, sometimes I am like I said, that sometimes I'm very happy days. No, but no creativity during that time.
Mm-hmm.
No creativity, because that time I'm far away from my core feeling. Core mm-hmm. feeling is connected to your sacral chakra. That is your emotion, deep emotion. Mm-hmm. There, you need to connect. If you are an artist, you need to connect to your core feeling and to understand you there, and then work. When look the world, everything is beautiful. Even a cloudy sky. Many people say, oh, it's cloudy. So it is summer now. But you see, it was raining in Stockholm today. So people, oh, this is cloudy. And when I look at it, wow, so beautiful. Because it's so cloudy. I recognize that clouds. It is a reflection of somewhere deep inside of me. And I also think that if the clouds are like the beautiful painting on a canvas, it's scattered everywhere mm-hmm. with the different images. So I can see the beauty in it.
Mm-hmm.
See? So even though I can like the sunny, a very sunny day, but for me, it has a special feeling with a cloudy day too.
Yeah, beautiful. Yeah.
Yes, and I always love rain because of, I didn't know why, because now I know why I love the rain, because there is a melancholy feeling behind the rain.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. And it has a beautiful feeling to it. I can recall, like, I know what you mean with that feeling.
Mm.
When we come back to Ayurveda, how does this core feeling relate maybe even to the doshas in Ayurveda? Can you relate, or is it a different kind of concept sort of?
No, actually, this everybody can feel this sadness mm-hmm. and sadness is mostly about what happened in the past. That's very much connected. And also that is very much element wise that is connected to water and earth. Mm-hmm. Sadness has very, because it's very heavy, it's very yes. motherly feeling. It is like a pregnancy inside. So then the stress is more about like a fiery element, mm-hmm. fire and water element, that is stress. Mm-hmm. So that means like stress you can recognize in stress sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And anxiety is more airy feeling,
yeah.
air and ether, space. So that is more, we call it, this is all, if it's sadness or depression, that is the kapha force behind. And mm-hmm. The fire is like the pitta force behind the stress, and vata force behind anxiety. This is very simple to know. But that is a general form. So if a person born with the higher element, for example, if a person born with more water and earth element by birth,
mm-hmm.
that person normally have a tendency to get more that qualities. Mm-hmm. That means mm-hmm. kapha qualities yeah. means there will be a melancholy behind. That doesn't mean that person should be sad or anything. But if that person is out of balance, that will show faster. The sadness mm-hmm. will come, attachment, loving, and they will be in love normally in relationship. So when I see because in my consultation, mainly I'm focusing, I'm very interested in mind, because I have experience of all these things in my life. Once I was very stressed, I have anxiety, I had sadness. So when a client coming, I recognize immediately, yes, I know this. You're talking, you don't need to explain. So, and I know how to handle it.
Yeah.
So this, if a person is kapha in the highest force, that by birth, that is a high chance they have to be very, very careful to balance their elements. Otherwise, it can go out of balance.
Yeah.
So that kapha and pitta dominance, we can see that the dominance are very charming, and they are very fast in doing the things and very perfectionist. Everything is true, but they can do over perfectionist.
Mm-hmm.
They want to make it everything too perfect, and nothing is perfect actually in the world. So they get stressed. They get stressed about everything. So the pitta is out of balance. And if already they are pitta, their pitta will be easy to get out of balance. So, and if the pitta is out of balance, then stress. And vata. Vata dominance, normally very creative, artistic people, they are born, but they are, because of, they don't have any frames in their thoughts. If you look at somewhere, you see the painting in the sky, but there is no frame. They don't like frames.
Mm-hmm.
So it is like, so that frameless thoughts, frameless way of looking into the world, making them artists, but that frameless way of thinking also make them anxiety. And they can easily get into anxiety, like, so what will happen into my life? So if they are Vata dominant and it is not in a balanced state, the first thing they are going to feel is anxiety. Then you can ask a question, okay, what about a Kapha person won't feel anxiety, or a Pitta won't feel anxiety, or the stress? What about stress? Everybody feeling stress? Everybody can feel everything. But according to the level of domination, which one is the highest in balance feels the highest level of that corresponding feeling. That is why I suggest to my readers that they don't need to, if they cannot come for a consultation with people like me, they don't need. They can just do 10 minutes. If you spend, you can understand what is your dominating elements. We have a very special test, not like 10 questions, 112 questions. I made around 12 years we were working on that test.
Wow.
Because many people cannot go to a Ayurveda consultant because of the time, because of the money, because of different issues. So we thought, no, everybody, like my grandma said, Ayurveda is actually everybody should know that because happiness is your birthright and health is your choice. Happiness is your birthright and health is your choice. So why not? And Ayurveda is the best solution. But why people, these millions of people, they don't know what is Ayurveda. What can we do? Okay, we make a test. So if any of your audience, they want to test themselves, they can go to my website, just my name, janeshvaidya.com. And just on the front page, you can see a self-test. And just click start. Then it asks questions. 112 questions, you just answer, thoughtfully answer, because your result is depending on the answer, not what you like, what you are. and at the end, you get the result, whether you are a Kapha or Pitta or Vata, Vigruti or Prakruti. So Vigruti or Prakruti means that's very important.
You do that. Okay.
Yeah. This test, normally in a test, you can either find a Prakruti or Vigruti. Yeah. But here, this test will also calculate if you don't have any Vigruti, Vigruti means no out of balance, then your original character when you born, that will be the result.
Does actually anyone have that result? Seriously?
I think so.
Our supreme.
Yeah, because
that's everyone is sort of out of balance.
We want to be, because that is the world. You have. That is the reason in Ayurveda, a word called dosha came. Dosha. Dosha. You know what's the meaning of dosha? Dosha means bad. Bad. Just bad. Yeah. If I'm asking what is bad in you, is it a good question? It sounds rude, right? But actually, you cannot ask. That is why in my book, this book, the one you can see, there is not even a single word called dosha in this book. No word. No. It must be the first Ayurveda book in the world.
Without the name.
So dosha reason is, this is the reason. Dosha means bad. But if you ask me, if anybody without an imbalance, maybe very rarely people find. But there is a state, if you don't have imbalance in your Kapha or Pitta or Vata, that means there is nothing is aggravated, no force is aggravated, there is a balanced state, there your core quality, if you are a Vata dominant, that will show, okay, Vata or Pitta or Kapha, that is your Prakruti, there you cannot ask what is your dosha. So unfortunately, this is all, we are using it like wrong words in Ayurveda, everybody asks the dosha, but it is correct now because everybody have a dosha nowadays. But if a person doesn't have a dosha, that means that person has an original quality.
Okay, I understand what you mean. Yeah. That's pretty cool. I say it differently from now on.
Yeah, you can if you want to, but I'm not going to, because even in India, doctors are using that word.
Yeah.
For example, now if you go to a doctor, they only ask about your disease. What is your problem? No, I don't have a problem. Then why you came to see me? That's the way situation. Nobody talk about health nowadays. Mm-hmm. Only talk about the disease. But in real Ayurveda, it was not like that. Mm-hmm. They all talk about health. And if you have a disease, like my grandfather, he was a physician for more than 80 years in my village. And he was always asking a question to the villages they come to see. How did you get sick? Then it sounds strange, right? How did I get? I don't know. But yes, we know, because it's our responsibility. Either you are leading a unhealthy lifestyle. Otherwise, you have eaten something not good for your body system. Yeah. Otherwise, you are putting something in your thoughts that's not negative thoughts in your head. So there is something we are consciously doing it. Yeah. So remember that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think everyone knows what they are doing wrong.
Yes.
But no one wants to admit it. That's the problem.
That's why I'm telling that, because many people, I do online consultation like that, like 1 hour consultation. People, we get give, but some people, they say that, oh, my family member want a consult, but they are not ready. I said, yeah, if it's not ready, then don't lead that to a consultant or anybody like me. Just to go to the website and do the self-test, because then they can be secretive. They can find themselves, and it is their choice. They want to continue the recommendation. After that, you get a recommendation for Kapha, Pitta, Vata. In 1 or 2 or maximum 3 weeks, you practice that. You can start to see the result.
Yeah.
And everything is free. So they just need to spend some time on it.
That's always the thing, right?
Yeah.
You can have all the knowledge in the world also about Ayurveda, but we also have a lot of people in our coachings and they know a lot. And then I say, but why don't you do it? Why don't you practice it?
Exactly. That is a very, very important point. I said to my readers that in any time in my life, if I am going to tell you something that is not true, not practice, that is the day I stop my work. Because if I'm talking from, you can look at me and see that, like, I'm talking from my heart. I never talk something that I haven't practiced myself, or I am not aware from the books reading. No, nothing. It is like, so that's why if I say that, oh, I haven't seen any dentist in my whole life, then you can say, oh, you don't have a hole? No, anybody can come and check my teeth, because I don't even have a single hole. Oh, that means you are something special. I said, no. It's very simple. I practice something in my life. We have a dental care. I can share with people. And I shared with different podcast. I shared different. There are simple techniques, how to take care of your health and how to avoid getting holes in your teeth. So that is like, and that's the same thing with your hair, your skin, your muscle structure, your body, everything, again, how to take care of your mind. So there are so many simple practices in it. And these practices are, we have called water therapy, oil therapy, and different food therapy, and yoga therapy. Everything is individualized, and they can do it at home without the help of another person.
Yeah.
So it is very simple. Like you said, the main thing is like determination. You want to. You really want to make a change, then the Ayurveda is there. And if you have any doubts about Ayurveda, Ayurveda is not anybody's property. It's not my knowledge, or it's my ancestors' wisdom. I know maybe less than 10% of that they were practicing, but that 10%, I can tell that this is true. And even I wrote this immunity, the immune power for Ayurveda.
Yeah.
How to boost your immune power with Ayurveda. That book I wrote because I know that this book is very essential for people to read and understand, because we are scared because of the lack of understanding. If you understand the problem, there is a ghost. If I'm saying, you see that, I can see that there's a ghost behind you. You can be scared, or because if you believe that, and if I'm a media, and you trust me, and I'm telling, you know that there is not one ghost, there are 3 ghosts that come walking towards you. I can really see that. You trust me and you will be scared the moment I say that. But if you want to just check that, you just turn around and look. And if you don't see yourself that ghost, then you can trust your intuition if you are clean, if you are believing in yourself. But nowadays, people are not believing themselves. They are not trusting themselves. They trust everything else outside. Whatever written in the newspapers, magazines, whatever seeing in the television, without knowing that, it is totally so much bullshit, I would say. There are people are putting it because they are not doing even proper research. That like so many things, they are just somebody said something, they are putting it at court. And most times it is just thoughts. So if you think about, it's like politics now. It is, if you think about, so many things are coming out without understanding what it is. And that we trust, we swallow everything because we don't have any self-opinion. We don't have any self-respect. We don't have any self-confidence. So this is what actually happening in the world.
Yeah. I could talk hours with you about this topic.
Sorry about it.
No, it's awesome that you share your thoughts on all that, because I think it's so important to have different opinions voiced against the whole, what you were saying, bullshit media that is out there and everyone is listening to it. Can I ask you one more question about what's happening with COVID at the moment? Mm-hmm. So what's happening, especially in Germany, is that people get the vaccination, I think it's the word. Mm-hmm. And what I find very interesting is that people now say, oh, now I don't have fear anymore. Now it's all easy. And my theory, I don't know if you also agree with that, is that now COVID will probably go away more easily because people don't have fear anymore. But it doesn't have anything to do with the vaccination really itself, but it's more the mindset about it. Would you agree, or what is your opinion on that?
Yeah, you are totally right about it, because that is it actually. It's about it is a trust. Life is all about a trust. I always say that you trust in your life. When you wake up in the morning, you are trusting that you have a trust. You will come back that evening and sleep on your pillow back in that evening. But many people, they are waking up from the bed, going out. They are not coming back. They are going to the coffin or into the mortuary, and because they are not coming back to their bed. It is like every minute we say that around normal, it was before, it was like around 113 people in a minute, people are dying in the world. Mm-hmm. Not old people, like young children to any age. They are different accidents, different diseases, different kind of death. But most of them are not realizing they are going to die that day. But that is the trust. And when we are traveling in a train or a bus or a taxi, we trust that taxi is good because that engine, the accelerator, brake, clutch, everything is perfect. But actually, believe me, most of the cars, accelerator, gear, clutch is not 100% perfect. And that we believe that driver is good because he is driving. But maybe he was drunk last night and he has the hangover. He is not even seeing the road properly. But we believe that he is a good driver. So, and we believe that our job, I am working in a job and I can work until the retirement, everything is perfect because my company will fit. That is, but company can go get bankrupt. We believe so many things. We have organs like respiratory system, digestive system, circulatory system, so many systems in the body, and our endocrine system, like all the set of hormones, everything is working perfectly. And we believe that this is going to work forever like that. But that is just a belief. But actually, so many people are getting cancers this day. Cancer cell is starting to change in the body. And there are so many diseases starting in the body, but they are not realizing. As long as you don't realize, you are brave. So it is like most of the things, like this world is, the safety is just a belief. Yeah. Safety. And we have to, the most strong people, when they realize that completely everything is catastrophe in my life, nothing is proper, but I am still strong. So even in the war, some people, they like the Roman emperor, he was playing the instrument, musical instrument, war is going outside. That is the way life is. You cannot enjoy your life when everything is 100% perfect. Your body is perfect, no illness in the world, and your mind is perfect, and your professional life is perfect, your personal relationship, everything is perfect, everything related to you, your family, your friends, everything is perfect, then you will be happy and healthy. Then this is not going to happen.
Sorry.
Because this belief, if you get it, once you get that belief, in the beginning you feel so sad. Once you feel sad when you realize that, that's why we have it in India. It is a tribal belief, but in my village we have a strong belief that if you want to be strong, there's one thing, only one thing you have to do. You have to die when you are alive. You have to die when you are alive, not when you are at the end. Because I had a two-death experience. That made me realize about, oh, Janesh, this is what life is. I was almost dead. Then this life is a bonus. So you have to die tonight, actually. And tomorrow, waking up in the morning, thinking that your body is rotting, decaying in the coffin. But your soul is traveling, continue traveling in this world with the fulfilling, to fulfill your fantasies, your dreams, your wishes, your desires. So you are not your body, you are not your mind, you are a traveler. No viruses, bacteria, nothing is going to affect you. Because you are a traveler and you continue your journey even after your death. Mm-hmm. You are an infinite energy. Mm-hmm. So this power, if you believe that, is you have to get to the experience. I luckily got two experiences. Like first my motorbike accident, everybody, my friends died. So then I got like a drowning accident. So both I feel, wow, this was like after that I felt that something I lost. As I said, that I was once very stressed, very anxious, very much sad. And core feeling is somewhere there, still there. But after that accident, when I was on the top of, somebody asked me, Janet, did you lose something? I said, yes, I lost something. You know what it is? I said, yeah, but I don't know what it is, but I know that I lost something. So I was walking through the days and weeks and months thinking what I have lost in that drowning when somebody rescued me. I realized that I lost the biggest fear in my life. I lost the biggest stress, because I thought that what is the point in stressing about my life every day? And because I don't have anything in me. I came here without, when I gone. I realized, I saw the moment in front of me, and I realized that very clearly. I'm not taking anything from this world, and I'm completely going out from that moment. So I don't have anything in my life. And this life is a bonus life for me. Mm-hmm. And sometimes even I think a little bit more different way, that maybe I am dead. My body is already decaying under the river, and my soul is traveling, time traveling to the future and meeting people, even talking to this Prana, Jasmine, and other people to reach my voice, because it was my desire, it was my passion, it was my dream before leaving this planet. So my soul is time. So I don't have my body. What else I can lose in my life? Nothing to lose. So the fear comes from, the point is actually, biggest fear comes from the fear of losing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, losing is the fear. So we think that we have so many things in our life. Mm-hmm. We accumulate from our childhood, like the children collecting their things, like playthings. We accumulate how buying this, buying that, and we think that we making ourselves full, that this is all ours. But that belief making, oh, one day I had to lose. But when you look at everything you have, you look at your, even the table you are and chair you are sitting and the computer you have, there is an expiry date marked on it. Mm-hmm. With exactly, and if you clearly looking at your body, you can see that expiry date is blinging on your body too, with exact year, month, date, and hour, minute, second, gone. So every heartbeat, if you put your palm on your heart and just feel what is happening, tick, 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 That means every heartbeat is a step closer to your departure. So every heartbeat is one heartbeat lesser than the rest of the heartbeats in your life. So this is the reality. This is the philosophy of the Ayurveda. So if you learn that, nothing can affect you. That means if you're born in the fire, sunlight cannot burn you because you're born in the fire. So fire means you have to burn. You have to burn your all beliefs that is inside your brain. And that is like you have to melt it like an iron smith shala, like the workplace. You have to put your all or yourself into the fire and melt it and reshape into something new. There you are not scared of anything because you've gone through that process. That's why the people, they gone through the hard situations in life, they are much stronger.
Yeah. They have traveled a little bit more than others. Oh, I love this to see everyone as a traveler. And I think this is such a, we've talked about so many topics. I cannot even put them all together now, but I think this is such a beautiful wrap up to talk about life and death and how we all are travelers and coming back. So it doesn't really matter. So everyone listening now, please don't stress about the little things, even only today, maybe. And it's beautiful. Is there anything else we haven't talked about that that is something you want to tell?
Many things.
There's many things, but anything you want to add?
Yes, of course. As I say, this is like Ayurveda is like an ocean, and I can talk like not days, weeks and months I can talk. Yeah. And what I'm picking is just cones and shells on the shores. I'm a student of Ayurveda. Yeah. I have maybe, I can say that 35, 40 years of practical experience I have. I don't have, that is nothing in Ayurveda. So we will be always a student of Ayurveda. And as you know, I'm a Vaidya. That means from India, like we are from a Vaidya family. Like a traditional Ayurveda practitioner's family, we take care of the people in the village. We still do that. It is not in that way. Before, it was only the villages. Now we have a retreat. You can see it in my website that some people from Germany, of course, and also Europe, Scandinavia, basically every year around 300 people visiting my village to do the Ayurveda, authentic Ayurveda treatments. My family is taking care of it. But I can tell you it's not a resort or anything. It's a very village. You are living inside the village near to a river called Healing River. And in the middle of the, so no tourist place like shopping or anything. So it is not, some people expect a tourist place. Then I say, no, that is not for you. If you are expecting a treatment and for cleansing and rejuvenation therapy, we have from 2 weeks, we have up to 6 weeks different Ayurveda treatments. And then I think if you want to try something in your life, what is Ayurveda, how Ayurveda can help, how within 2 weeks or 3 weeks, you can completely make a changeover. You will see that how much change, because there we take care of your food, five time food. And two people will be working on your body every day, like a very strong, that's like fusing out all the toxic out. And then we have yoga, therapist taking care of it. And even cooking classes, we will teach cooking. People want to come back and start cooking. So it's like a family, and we won't take more people, like a small groups only we take every time. So we make it as very small. That is one thing I want to tell you if you want to try. And I have 8 books generally I wrote, but in Germany I have, I think, 2 books, two or 3 books. There is a cookbook also. And the latest book is the one we were talking, the Boost Your Immune Power. And if you are interested in how to improve your immune power, I will definitely recommend that book to read. And any questions, I am there, because you can easily contact me through the emails, because it is in my website. You write to office and they will forward it to me. And that is one thing you can look into, the reading. Reading is very important. Then Ayurveda, if you are really interested to make a startup and you want to get a personal assistant, I am there for you because mm-hmm. I do online consultation. Mm-hmm. So I do consultation directly, but nowadays because of not traveling, it is mm-hmm. online, 1 hour consultation. In 1 hour consultation, you can choose the topic, physical health, mental health, how to find the vision in your life, professional mm-hmm. goals, talent scanning, love and relationship issues to solve. Mm-hmm. So, and how to handle your stress, anxiety, and depression. Or if they don't know what it is, I will find out the topic. So that is like a 1 hour session like this. We will mm-hmm. really focus. I will be really focusing on the person because mm-hmm. I work as a personal trainer in that. So that is what I'm right nowadays. I have many people around the world. We are mm-hmm. continuing in with the program. So these are the main things they can do if they are interested in Ayurveda. And if they want to connect with me after this, if they probably like to. I will say that every day in the morning, I do a thought of the day in my website. Now with the website is good news is website is in German too.
Oh,
yes. So we have a translator. So even in German, yeah. you can get all the information in German. And mm-hmm. so every day morning, when you come to website, you can see, we call it the breakfast for your mind. A thought of the day. So you can think about it because if you start the morning with that thought, normally your rest of the day will be good. If the rest of the days will be good, all week will be good. And weeks are good, months and year and years are good, and all life is good. See, everything starts from, every long journey starts from a single step. And remember that your mind is the architect of your mind, of your life. So that is why it's important to start the step. So that they can just visit the website and get. And apart from that, social media, like I have Instagram and Facebook, they can get the updates through that. And about any doubts, any questions, I always say to people that don't keep questions and don't agree about everything everybody saying, even I am saying. You can always, you have the right to question because Ayurveda is not mumbo jumbo. We have the evidence. I have been traveling to around 20 years in Europe. It's not like I'm talking something from India. I have studied Ayurveda in Germany and in Sweden, in Scandinavia, and even in United States, the book is coming. So these questions I am responsible to answer. So if they have a question, no, Janesh, what are you talking about? Wake up in the morning with the sun. You know what the time sun is. No, I am not writing like that. Wake up with the morning with the sun in India is different than in Germany in different seasons. So I have modified. And any questions about food or lifestyle or thoughts, I am getting mails like almost every day. So I am sitting with a particular time I spend for that and writing back to them. Cool. So this is all I can offer.
That's
you.
A lot.
Yes, because my life is dedicated for it. The reason is like I'm working for to spread Ayurveda to the world. And my ambition or my vision is to get this information at least one time for everybody in life. So through the consultation, through my books and through my like the podcast or lectures, I am there for people. So because this is a bonus life, you know, I'm already a dead person, nothing to lose.
Everything you do is bonus anyway. That's beautiful. Would you say it's your dharma then? Spreading Ayurveda. Would you say it's your dharma?
Yeah, it is my dharma, my duty actually. Everybody has some dharma. That that is why when I go out from this planet one day, people won't recognize because of my hair or my skin or my look or my anything. They've only recognized me to what I have done on this planet until then. If I do good things, they will recognize me like that. So that is why I want to recognize myself as an ambassador of Ayurveda, my ancestors' wisdom.
I think you're doing a pretty good job with that.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for all your knowledge and wisdom, but also letting everyone else tuning into their own inner knowledge and wisdom, and that is the most important thing. We always have three quick questions in the end, and I presume you've already answered them for Josie when you were talking to her, but
I don't remember, honestly.
You don't remember, so yeah. I'm just giving them again because now is a different time anyhow. Maybe you answer different. The first question is, what does prana mean for you, and how do you create it more in your life?
Prana is a very, very important or very strong word in my culture, because prana is life, simply say life. Mm-hmm. And prana energy is residing in the body. When the life coming, when a baby born inside, like when the first time the male sperm and ova joining together in the uterus, that is the time. If the prana is not coming and joining with that, that will just go as abortion, nothing else. Mm-hmm. There won't be any child. Mm-hmm. So prana is the life. We can call it atma, like soul, a part of a soul, essence of a soul. So, and that comes into, even though it is coming into the body and it resides in 7 points in the body, as we call it, chakras. Mm-hmm. And it is controlling our endocrine system, like the pituitary, pineal gland, thyroid, thymus, adrenal, like all the gland system, like it is controlling. So it has a big role, but it's a cradle of prana, is the middle. Three chakras on the top, three chakras on the middle is the here, actually the heart to here. So heart, just under the heart, it is the solar plexus. Mm-hmm. So solar plexus chakra, we considered as the point there it resides. So that is the prana technically talking about. And mm-hmm. prana, like a person's energy, like if you look at a person, I'm not looking at what hair is, what skin is, or normally I look at three things: prana, tejas, and ojas. Mm-hmm. Prana is the life energy that you can see through the eyes. If a person has like a good life energy, that you can see it in the eyes. Otherwise, it will be like a dead fish, mm-hmm. completely. Like you can see so many people there walking like zombies in the cities, but mm-hmm. we won't see anywhere. Like, hello, and you know, they don't know because they are already dead. Because they are just waiting for the space, actually, because there is nothing in it, completely gone. And tejas and ojas, that mm-hmm. is also the essence of it. And that's a big subject, but I can shortly say that these three things, yeah. prana, tejas, and ojas, don't worry, I'm not going there.
No.
These three things is making a person like the healthy looking.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
According Beautiful. To Ayurveda. Okay.
That's the best explanation I had so far.
Okay, good.
And very quickly, how do you create more prana in your life, if you could even say that?
One more time. How do you create?
How do you
prana?
Create more? Do you?
Oh, so okay. Personally.
Yourself,
okay.
Personally.
Oh. Prana, as I said, that prana is existing. Prana is existing in our body, and when we started living as a child, then from until the last moment, that the prana is there. And the last moment, there is, because prana is very much connected to, it is transferred through the breath. Mm-hmm. That is what this pranayama, this breathing exercise, everything to come to. So the last moment, our life is going, the prana is taking from here. And it's like going, coming up. And there is a fontanel here. I don't know if you are aware of that. There is a point here. When you look at children, it moves back. It's on the crown of the head. Mm-hmm. It moves back. That, through that, it goes out. That's the last breath. Mm-hmm. Then the breath won't come back. Mm-hmm. So that is the time. Actually, it collected all the energy. The soul goes out. That's a belief, traditional belief. And how to work with prana energizing, because prana should distribute to the channels. It's like the blood. How much blood circulation, that much it is good for the body. It is the blood of your soul, we call it, the energy, the tonic of your soul. So it has to spread all through your body, especially through this chakra. And for that, I can say that we practice pranayama. Mm-hmm. Pranayama, the breathing exercise, you can look at it in my book, you can find it easily. Mm-hmm. So that is the suggestion I can give it. That's the best exercise. Breathing exercise is the best for it.
Mm. Cool. Perfect. And the second question is, how do you define mindful eating? I know we haven't talked, we have talked a little bit about food, but mindful eating is like, what does it mean for you? Or how do you define it?
It is actually a 2-hour lecture, this topic.
So okay. Okay. The first sentence when you start the lecture.
Okay, first sentence is food. Food is a medicine. And also remember that most important is to have a respect to food.
Yeah.
Because whatever putting inside your body is going to make your body healthy or unhealthy. What you put today is the way you will be tomorrow. It is the same thing. Two things going inside. One is the thoughts, what thoughts you take it. There you need to have a filter. Same thing with the food. Whatever you put it in. If you are going to put something, you just analyze with your intelligence that, is it a good food or bad food for me? Oh, it is taste good, but it tastes only on the tongue. But after that, you are not spitting out, you are swallowing down. What will happen to that food if you're going or going down? So that think that, and when you think that, you only choose the clean food. 100% clean feeling, at least you get, okay. 100% prana. Prana, only I say that eat prana. Prana life, prana energy is in only in plant-based food.
Yeah.
The other one is tamasic energy. That means if like we're dead animals or anything that is like not coming from plants, that is tamasic. So prana energy, that's why you have, we have a high tendency if you are eating tamasic food too much, that we can get like so much depression. We don't know what is, everything is good, but I feel depressed. Everything is fine, but I feel stressed, because that is coming from the tamasic food. But pranic food, if you are eating, always you feel lighter, always you feel energetic, always you feel enlightened. Because and that food is also a cleansing food, so you don't need any other cleansers. Body will be cleaned and rejuvenated by the food. So important is how to eat. There are three steps of food. If you want to have a good food culture, I will say, everybody should cultivate a food culture in their life. And it should be individual, not based on the families or society. My society eating like that. No excuse. My family is in, no. What are you eating? It is up to you, because when you are sick, nobody is going to come with you. You are alone going to walk your way. So remember to make a culture. And there, number one, list your food, shopping list. So in my website, if you go, you can get a food list according to your element. What are the fruits, vegetables, nuts, grains, beans, everything you need to have a healthy kitchen. Mm-hmm. And think kitchen is your apothecary. Mm-hmm. That means your pharmacy. And your pharmacology starts from your kitchen. You are going to be your pharmacist. You are going to make your medicine. So with that, all that feeling, all that thoughts, you are actually making a list. And when you make a list, go for a shopping one, at least once in a week. I do everywhere, wherever I am. I do once in a week, plan a shopping and buy the food, not the poison. 99% of the things in the shop is not for you, only one person. And develop an eye to find that 1% and bring that into your trolley. Not because of the offers you buy something. You buy because of, this is my medicine. And then when that is number one. Number two. After that, you are going to cook the food. You have to be an artist in the kitchen. What are the spices? For example, if you are a Vata dominant, you know that all the spices, most of the spices are good, or all the spices are good. How to be an artist? Then just like a guitar, you got 5-6 strings, like the 6 taste of Ayurveda, sweet, sour, salt, pungent, bitter, astringent, and how to use it. Same thing. You can make it like hundreds of recipes with the same spices, but you make the difference by the ingredients. So you make different tasty dishes with that. And then, remember that always when you make, you have to add love also, not only spices. That is why the food, people say, oh, Janesh, this is, I introduced a recipe book in Sweden. So, but the people coming from Sweden, they say, what is the, when we cook, eat from in the village, when they came for the retreat, it tastes so good. Mm-hmm. I said, they add one more spice, mm-hmm. that is love. Yeah. They love cooking. So if you love cooking, it tastes much more. That you know you from your experience. So that is why that you need to allow the food cooking. And once, and number three, okay, we did shopping properly, cooking properly, fine. What else? Now the eating. How to eat? Oh, Janesh, come on, we know how to eat. Of course, you know how to eat. But the point is actually most of the people, when I came to the West, you know, one strange thing I saw that. I don't know, you know that about it. I only see in the West, people can sit on a big table and they can put the food in the mouth and looking at each other, they can talk at the same time they are eating. You don't believe me? They do. Believe me, they do. They can talk while they are eating. I don't know how it works because when the food is going inside, their sound is going up. It's like a one-way traffic, but two cars are not hitting each other. If I do it, it goes up. The food goes up straight into my head. But people do. Amazing talent. But I mm-hmm. say that unfortunate because there you're forgetting about the art of eating. Mm-hmm. When you take the food, you need it to make love with the food. Mm-hmm. Right? You need to make love with it. Then only it will be medicine. Because the food is with respect, you look at the food and you really just imagine that if you are making love with your partner and your partner is on the phone while making love, how do you feel?
Not so good.
Because you are, that other person is not there. That same thing we are doing. Yeah. Most of the time we have to, what I do is like when the plate, food plate coming in front of my table, I forget about everything. I say, okay, every friends and family, everything is fine. But this is me and my food. Mm-hmm. And my focus will be into my plate. And I look at the plate and three steps there. That one, number one is flirting with the food. Mm. I flirt a lot. Wow, what a beautiful food. That this all food is actually grown in some farmer's place. And it's lived all this life for me. And finally, from the farmers to the distributor, distributor to the shop. And finally, it is now in my plate. So it's a long journey and just born for me and die for me. And now it is, I really love you. See, I love you. So I'm making love with my senses first. Then I just started to touch and do the foreplay. Foreplay touching. Of course, here you use the varakidans, of course, not touching. Because, but if you can touch it, it is in India. But anyway, at least you can touch it in the mouth. So you put it in the mouth and chew it. How many times you had to chew? 12 to 24 times. Don't eat your food, drink your food. That mm-hmm. means when you chew that time, because you don't have, your stomach doesn't have any teeth. It has to be chewed properly, then only it will digest properly. Mm-hmm. So a big part of the digestion happening inside your mouth with the saliva. So you mix it and also enjoy three layers of taste. Mm-hmm. And then you swallow down. Swallow down is like getting an orgasm. So flirting, foreplay, and the last part is not important because it's a bonus. So that's what's happening with everything. Most of the time we think, what is the result we are going to get? If mm-hmm. I'm talking to you, if I'm meeting that person, if I'm, what am I going to get? They're forgetting about the foreplay and the flirting and foreplay. Mm-hmm. So result is the orgasm. So this is a result-oriented world, orgasm-oriented life. That is why we are losing the enjoyment of everything and getting bored with life after a while, mm-hmm. because we only think about what is final. Mm-hmm. So this is like an art of living. If you started to live like this, every meal is a celebration. For me, every meal I'm looking forward. It can take a long time. most people sit with me, they just get bored and just go away because I am still sitting and making love with my food.
And not so talking.
Not talking at all. I am very rude. Only a couple of times my publishers invited me for, they call lunch meeting, because they thought that they can talk. When the meeting, when the lunch came, I forgot about everything and I was completely into food. Then they didn't invite me again because they understood that this is not going to work with me. Because my all senses, I won't hear anything. It is some kind of practice I got from my grandma, and I'm still practicing and I'm really, really enjoying. So I have five, including my snacks, five times celebration in my life is with food. And a celebration with the shower, it is the same thing. I will be in the moment. And same thing with when I'm talking to you, now I am into you. See, I don't think about too much what is going to happen, what happened and nothing. It is you and me. And this is the moment. So that is what I'm talking about in the from the beginning. Life is all about now, without fear, with full confidence. If you are and feeling that nothing is safe, but I am here. This only safety thing or only thing you are sure about is this moment you are alive. So celebrate that.
Let's celebrate. Beautiful. I couldn't have said it better. And the last question is, what is your favorite moment while eating? You were talking about all the stages and you're probably going to say everything, but is there a favorite moment you have?
Favorite moment is actually the third stage of the food, that I go into a trance, because the first time when you see the food, you just started to see get the smell of the spices, everything is that is first stage. Second stage, as I said, the foreplay, when you put the food in the mouth, you chew it, first stage of everything, everybody get that taste, even you don't care, you can get that taste. But after a while, you go into a, because my meditation is with the food and this kind of thing. So you go into a trance, like second layer of taste you get. A food has a second layer of taste. And then after a while, you get a third layer of taste. That is like you need a long practice for it, because it takes a while. That means you are 100% there. You don't even know where you're sitting. You forget about the time and space. It is an amazing feeling. It is, I'm just saying an example with food, but you can convert this same feeling with everything you make love, even with your partner. See? So otherwise, what will happen is like the everything, we are orgasm oriented, just 5 minutes or done. But it is, you can prolong that longer and you can forget about everything and you can be in that bubble in the moment. That is my best moment.
We're actually in this bubble for a very long time.
Yes, I know.
And it's just because I think we're just in it, and I didn't have the feeling to stop it before, because I'm just in it. Anyway, thanks for being in it with me together and with everyone else that's still listening to us now.
Hope they are listening still. Okay.
Yeah. Me too. Thank you very much for your time. For answering all my questions.
You're welcome.
For being here and spreading this ancient wisdom in this modern kind of way.
Yeah. And I can suggest as my final words, this, if your audience has any questions, please collect and send it to me, and you can tell that, because we need people to get to this information. And also, if there is anything they want to before they're asking the questions, that will be much better, because they can go into my website and see if they can collect the information. If not, they can write to me. So that can also save our time. And also suggest everybody to do the test.
Yes, I wanted to say the test thing.
And if there is any, I don't know, you are doing gift for your audience, this book.
Good question. I think I figured out And we put it in the show notes, or I put it in the introduction and introduction of this podcast.
Yeah.
So when you're listening to it now, you will know about the book and how to get to everything. We put everything in the show notes anyhow. Mm. And so we're spreading this further and further.
Yeah, of course. So once again, thank you very much, Jasmine, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And your sister, Josephine.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and say my hello to her. And we will hopefully, if I'm coming to Germany, if I have little more this bonus life, next year I will be in Germany and I will visit you, your place once again, and wishing you all the best for your wonderful work, because you are, I must say that you are doing a wonderful job inspiring people. Most of the things I won't understand in German, but I just see your pictures, your sisters, and how much energy you are spreading to the world by in the community, by being yourself without even knowing the language, I can get to that happiness. So continue being who you are without thinking. Just do what you feel. Okay? And thank have you. A good day. Good day, good week, good month, and good year, and good life.
Thank you. Namaste.
Bye. Bye.
Ich hoffe, das Interview hat dir genauso gut gefallen wie mir. Ich hatte ein paar Aha-Momente, wie man vielleicht auch gemerkt hat, und fand es einfach klasse, dass er so offen und ehrlich und auch, also ich mag seine Ansichten. Vielleicht stimmst du nicht 100% überein, aber lass das so ein bisschen auf dich wirken und lass mal gucken oder guck einfach mal, was das so mit dir macht und wie es sich in deinem Leben vielleicht noch zeigt oder entwickelt. Auf jeden Fall habe ich dir alle Shownotes reingepackt in die Folge. Passend zu dem, was er alles angeboten hat, was er gesagt hat, was du kostenlos machen kannst. Also pack die Gelegenheit am Schopfe und mach auf jeden Fall das Quiz. Link findest du in den Shownotes. Außerdem findest du auch den Link zu unserem kostenlosen Prana Home Retreat vom 8. bis 12. Juli. Und sei unbedingt da auch dabei und melde dich an unter www.pranaupyourlife.de/home-retreat. Du findest es auch auf unserer Webseite, einfach panupyourlife.de, oben der Banner, und dann bist du dabei kostenlos beim Prana Home Retreat und kannst auch noch absahen mit einem Bonus bei unserem Gewinnspiel, wenn du teilst, dass du mit dabei bist. Also lies dir unbedingt die Bestätigungs-E-Mail durch und ich freue mich auf dich und wünsche dir jetzt noch einen wundervollen Tag und denke mal dran, Prana up your life.